弟兄姊妹们早安。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
我知道在两个星期以前主差遣赵弟兄来到你们当中。
I know that around 2 weeks ago, Brother Zhao came among you guys.
他跟弟兄姊妹们分享的信息是只有一件事。
The message I shared was only one topic.
我从他的信息里面我得到了一点启发。
And from his message, I received some revelation.
因此我今天就想顺着他的这个信息的感动跟弟兄姊妹们来分享。
And so because of his sharing, I'd like to share something with you as well on that topic.
他在信息里面提到说在圣经里面记载到玛利亚他曾经坐在主的脚前。
In this message, he mentioned that Mary in the Bible once sat at the Lord's feet.
我们来看看圣经里面有三个地方讲到这位玛利亚她在主脚前的光景。
We'll look at 3 places in the Bible where it mentions the state of Mary at Jesus' feet.
请我们打开路加福音第十章。
Let's open our Bibles to Luke chapter 10.
我们要读38到42节。
We'll read from verse 38 through 42.
好，我们翻到的时候，我们来读。
If you turn to it, let's read together.
我们先读中文，还是你们都是一起读的，是吧？还是 ？OK， 我们就一起读吧，同声来读，因为今天经文比较多一点。来，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚。在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就进前来说，主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。耶稣回答说，马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选找那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。所以我们在这一段经文里面，我们看到有两个姐妹。
So we see here in this passage there are 2 sisters.
她们都很爱主，她们愿意服侍主。
They all love the Lord and were willing to serve the Lord.
当耶稣到她们家里去的时候，有一个姐妹，有一个姊妹，她在那里忙着事务上的事情。
But when Jesus came, there one of the sisters was busy about doing many things.
当然，这个事情需要有人来做的。
Of course, these things have to be done.
可是我们看到这一件事情，耶稣会告诉那位忙乱的姊妹怎么说的。
But we see how Jesus responded to this sister who was busy.
他说：“你为很多的事情思虑烦扰。”
Jesus answered, said.You are very careful and worried about many things.
虽然你在忙，可是你心里面安静不下来。
Even though you're busy, your heart is not peaceful.
所以当你看到你的另外一个姐妹，她坐在我的脚前，愿意专心听我的道的时候。
So when you see your other sister sitting at my feet listening to me,
你心里面就有了抱怨。
You start to complain in your heart.
所以我们看到第一处经文讲到有个玛利亚。他坐在耶稣的脚前，安静的听他讲话。
So we see this passage that Mary is sitting before Jesus' feet and listening to his word.
我们看第二段经文。
Let's look at the second passage of scripture.
是记在约翰福音十一章28到32节。
It's in John chapter 11, verses 28 through 32.
马大说了这话，就回去暗暗的叫他妹子玛利亚说：“夫子来了，叫你。”玛利亚听见了，就急忙起来，到耶稣那里去。那时耶稣还没有进村子，人在马大迎接他的地方。那些同玛利亚在家里安慰他的犹太人，见他急忙起来出去，就跟着他，所以以为他要往坟墓那里去哭。玛利亚到了耶稣那里，看见他，就伏伏在他脚前说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。”
And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, The master has come and called for thee. As soon as she heard that, she rose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was, and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died.
这一段经文的背景讲到这两个姐妹他们的弟兄弟拿撒路已经死了。This
passage describes how Lazarus, the brother of these two sisters, had passed away.
他们在拿撒路还没有死以前就已经邀请耶稣希望他快快来拯救他的弟弟。Now
before Lazarus died, the sisters had already asked Jesus to come quickly.
可是耶稣耽误了好几天等到拿撒路死了耶稣才来。
But Jesus delayed the trip, and after Lazarus died, did he come?
我们看到这一段经文的前后的时候，你如果熟悉，你知道说这两个姐妹心里都不舒服。
If you read these verses in context, you realize that these two sisters were definitely unhappy.
甚至玛利亚，她当耶稣进村庄的时候，她不愿意出去迎接耶稣。
And in fact, when Jesus came to the village, Mary did not even go out to welcome the Lord.
当她一见到耶稣的时候，耶稣叫她来的时候，她第一件事。
But the very first thing that Mary did when she went to the Lord, when the Lord caught her, was to fall at his feet.
她说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
And she said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
在这里我们看到玛利亚虽然来到耶稣的脚前，可是她心里面人也是跟我们一样，她会有一些的疑惑。
We see here that Mary also again fell at the Lord's feet, but that her heart, like us, was full of anxiety.
她有时候也会有一点的不明白，而且埋怨。
And she, like us, didn't understand and had some doubts.
所以我们知道，一个伏在主面前听到的人，他并不一定，他一天或者24小时遭遇到的任何事情，他都能够那么成熟的，能够完全从主的手里接下来。
So we see that those who come before the Lord's feet, they do not necessarily completely understand what the Lord is trying to give to them.
换句话说，我们知道说这是一个过程。
In other words, this is a process.
如果我们没有坐在主脚前听他的道的这样的谦虚谦卑的心情，
If we do not have the humble spirit to sit before the Lord's feet to listen to His word,
当我们生命中有了任何不顺我们意的事情的时候，我们可能马上就是埋怨生气。
Whenever something in our life happens that is bad, we start to be ungrateful and resentful against the Lord.
可是我们看到，纵使我们平常就是愿意坐在主的脚前，
But we see that many times we are willing to sit before the Lord's feet.
我们仍然有一个过程要过的。
But that it is through a process that this occurs.
请我们继续读约翰福音12章1到3节，我们一起来读。
Let's read together John chapter 12, verse 1 through 3.
逾越节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼， 就是他叫拿撒路从死里复活之处。 有人在那里给耶稣预备宴席。
马大伺候拿撒路也在大同耶稣坐席的人中，玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用头发擦污，然后又抹了膏香气。这是圣经里面我们可以找到玛利亚坐在主耶稣脚前里面的最后一段经文。This is the last passage in the Bible where Mary is before the Lord's feet.
经过了前两段，我们看到当拉撒路被主医治复活了以后，before
we saw when Lazarus was raised from the dead by our Lord，
这姐弟三个人，他们欢喜快乐，在耶稣要往耶路撒冷去受难前的六天，他们把耶稣迎接到家里来。We
see that these three sisters and Lazarus were very joyful, and 6 days before the Passover, they invite Jesus over to their house.
这个时候，玛利亚拿了
Then Mary took a pound of ointment of spikenard, which was very costly. And she anointed Jesus' feet.
许多读经人都告诉我们这个背景，当一个少女她为了这个香膏非常重要的是她为她自己的婚礼所预备的。Many
biblical scholars have pointed out that this spikenard was actually a woman's dowry for her marriage.
可是这里我们看到玛利亚她在 她把她的香膏奉献出来。
We see here that Mary sacrificed her ointment.
这就是我们看到玛利亚她的在主面前坐在主脚前的三段经文。
So we can see here these are the three passages of Mary before the Lord's feet.
接下来我们要看一段同样的，在一个场景里面，有一群人，他们虽然跟随耶稣三年半，可是他们并没有这样常常坐在主脚前的这样的光景。
And now we'll look at a passage where there is a group of people who've been following the Lord for 3.5 years, yet they do not have the understanding of one who sits at the Lord's feet.
所以在马可福音十四章四到九节的时候，就记载了到了这几个人心里的反应。
And in Mark chapter 14, verses 4 through 9, it writes what these people thought. Let's read it together. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and had been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She wrought a good work on me.
For you have the poor with you always,
and whensoever you will, you may do them good. For me, you have not always. She had done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body to the bearing. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she had done shall be spoken of a memorial of her. So we see that there is two ways to view this. We see Mary sitting before the Lord's feet. We see how Martha is not sitting before the Lord's feet. We see how Mary used an ointment to anoint the Lord. We see how some disciples were unhappy. What does it mean to sit at the feet of the Lord? Is it like we have today, someone preaching here and people sitting in the audience listening?
还是说你就你每天有一段时间你安静的在你的桌前祷告呢？
Or is it that every day you sit quietly before a table and pray?
我们从外面的形式来看，这好像就是坐在主的脚前。
From our appearances, this looks like it is sitting at the Lord's feet.
但是从属灵的角度来看，真正的坐在脚前的意思，不只是我们外面肉体安静在主的面前。
But spiritually speaking, sitting at the Lord's feet does not only involve outwardly being peaceful before the Lord.
坐在主前是指到我们心里面愿意亲近主。
Sitting at the Lord's feet means that our hearts must be willing to draw nigh to God.
而且更愿意从主的手里面来接受他的所预定的美意。
And to be willing to partake of the will of God that he wants to give to us.
不论这个环境是怎么样的不合我的理智能够解释的。
Whether or not the environment is according to what we'd like it to be.
我常常会在主面前问为什么这样的事情会临到我。
I often ask the Lord, why does such and such thing happen to me?
就像玛利亚一样，她说你主啊，你如果来，我的兄弟必不死。
Just like Mary, she asked, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
你为什么不来呢？
Why didn't you come?
可是当我们看到，当我们就是把我们这样的问题真实的带到主面前的时候，
But when we see how we bring our problems to the Lord,
我们慢慢的，我们愿意来接受从主的手里面拿下他所允许的一切事情。
We slowly can be able to understand what the Lord wishes to give to us.
我们单单的注目在主的身上，
And if we look on the Lord,
我们承认他不会错。
We can admit that he is not wrong.
我们愿意把自己的主权交出来。
And we are willing to give our own selves to him.
耶稣基督神他是我所有信心的目标。
Our Lord Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith.
他是我喜乐的源头。
He is the source of our joy.
当我跟主中间有这样完全降服的关系的时候，
when we truly submit ourselves to the Lord，
当我愿意把我自己的主权，我最珍贵的献出来，
when we're willing to give what is our best, our all to the Lord，
这就是坐在脚前的主的脚前的意思。
That is what it means to sit at the feet of the Lord.
刚刚在信息前有人点了566首说主我是属你。
Someone before this message had selected the hymn which says, I'm thine, O Lord.
那个第四节里面讲到说爱有其深处，我虽然不能够通晓，可是有一天到你的脚前我就能够安息。
It says in verse 4, there are depths of love that I yet may know, ere thee face to face I see.
所以我们讲到坐到主的脚前，不但是平常有时候在主的座前能够有一点时间的安静逗留。
Not only can we before the Lord's throne spend some time,
我们跟主有祷告有交通。
We could pray and have fellowship with the Lord.
可是最高的深处乃是我自己的心愿，愿意消失在你的面前。
But the greatest thing is that our will can be lost in the Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们要从这个坐在主脚前跟没有坐在主脚前的对比来看我们自己每个人活在主面前的光景。
So today we're going to compare sitting at the Lord's feet versus not sitting at the Lord's feet to see our own spiritual state.
换句话说，就是我是不是把我的意志我降服在主的面前，以为他所允许的都是最好的。
The question is, have we submitted our will to the Lord so that what he sees fit is what we see fit?
我愿意，虽然不明白，可是我愿意降服于主。
Do we submit to the Lord and follow his will?
体贴主的心意。
To listen to what the Lord wants?
还是在很多的事情一不顺我的意的时候，我不能理解的时候，我就向主埋怨，向主生气。
Or is it that when things do not go the way we like, or we don't understand, we start to get angry at the Lord and become bitter?
这就是我有没有坐在主的脚前的区别。
This is the difference between sitting in the Lord's feet and not sitting in the Lord's feet.
在我们继续讲信息以前，我想请大家再读一段经文。
Before we continue, I'd like for brothers and sisters to read one more passage of scripture.
在路加福音15:25-32。
It's in Luke chapter 15, verses 25-32.
这一段经文大家都很熟悉，是讲到两个儿子的故事。
This Bible passage is very familiar to people. It's about two sons.
一个浪子离开了他的父亲。
One is the prodigal son who left the father.
当他回家的时候，他的父亲心里欢喜快乐，给他宰牛宰羊迎接他回来。
But when the son came back, the father was so happy that he killed the fattened cow for him.
他的哥哥看了不高兴。
His older brother saw it, was not happy.
我们来读这一段经文。
Let's read this passage together.
路加福音15:25-32。
Luke chapter 15, verses 25-32.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
那时
Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, hearing music and dancing.And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, Thy brother has come, thy father hath killed the fattened cow, because he was seen him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answered to his father, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment.And yet thou never seen as a kid that made merry with my friends. But as soon as thy son came, which had devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted cow. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad. For this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found.
所以我们看到这一段经文里面有记载到那个大儿子，他虽然在家里，可是很明显的他没有坐在他父亲的脚前。
So we can see here that this older son was definitely in the house all his time, but he was not sitting at the feet of his father.
我们要把这两玛利亚的故事跟浪子的哥哥的故事，我们摆在一起来看。
Let's compare the story of Mary and the story of the prodigal son's brother.
我们首先看到这两段经文都记载了有一些人，他们没有把眼光放在主的身上。
We see in these two stories that there are people who did not fix their eyes on Jesus.
当他们侍奉的事情多的时候，他们心里就埋怨，就忙乱。
When they served, when they had much service, their hearts became troubled.
当马大他在主面前侍奉的时候，他看到玛利亚不过来帮忙，他心里就埋怨。
When Martha was serving and she saw that Mary was not helping, her heart became troubled.
当这个大儿子在家里面侍奉他的父亲，可是他看到他的弟弟用浪费了他父亲的钱财，回来却能够得到恩典，他也不高兴。
And the older brother, when he served his father and he saw that his brother who had wasted his father's possessions came back and was welcomed by the father, he also became angry.
所以我们看到有一种现象，就是很多的时候，当我们在侍奉的时候，这个事工服侍的本身成为我们的目标。
So we can see here many times when we are serving the Lord, many times our service becomes our goal.
我们并不是说在我们服侍的时候，我们那里想到我跟主的关系，我是爱他，我是坐在他的脚前，我是不看别人怎么样，我是单单的愿意注目于他的喜好。
When we serve the Lord, we are not looking at it as if we are doing it towards the Lord, that we should not be comparing ourselves to anyone else, but that we should be peaceful before Him.
我们都做过学生到今天，我想很多人都读了很过在学校过了很长的时间。
I'm sure all of us have undergone school or are still students here.
对我自己来讲，我知道说我一直读书都是为了考试。
For myself, I know that I studied so that I could do well on the test.
我读书是为了我得到好成绩。
I study so I can get a good grade.
得到好成绩是为了我要能够考好的学校。
And I want to get a good grade so I can go to good school.
考了好学校以后，我希望我能够找到好的工作。
And through going to a good school, I can get a good job.
所以你看到很多时候，我读书不是为了我真的喜欢读书。
And so we see many times when we study, it's not because we truly like to study.
我读书乃是有另外一个目的。
But rather we have some other ulterior motives.
今天我们服侍很多的时候，我们也是这样的心态。
Many times when we serve today, we also have this attitude.
我们很多时候我们服侍不是真的为了那个服侍，主是我们的目标。
Many times when we serve, we do not have the Lord as our focus.
因为我们有才干，我们有热心，所以我们在这个服事里面能够把我的才干恩赐用出来，我得到人家的称赞，我就欢喜。
It's because we have talent, we have enthusiasm, so that we want to serve and we want to receive men's praise.
这就是坐在主脚前跟没有坐在主脚前的区别。
This is the difference between sitting at the Lord's feet and not.
我有时候就自己在想自己，我平常每天在读圣经的时候是为了什么？
So I often think, why do I read the Bible every day?
而且我读圣经到底是只是为了讲道吗？
Am I reading the Bible only to be able to give a good sermon?
为了在查经吗？
Is it to lead Bible study?
尤其是做传道人的时候，几乎你每个礼拜都要讲一些东西。
Because if you're a pastor, every week you have to be able to share something.
所以我读的经文都是在准备我的讲章。
So literally, every time when I read the Bible, it's to prepare for a sermon.
到底有多少的时候，我读经是真的，我愿意来亲近主呢？
So I often think, how many times when I read the Bible do I actually read it to draw nigh to God?
还是我的读经只是用着这个读经要来做一些别的事情？
Or is it that I read the Bible in order to do something else?
我读圣经是为了真心要亲近主，明白神的心意吗？
When I read the Bible, is it truly to understand God's will?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，一个坐在主脚前的一个人，他会把亲近主、听主的话成为讨主喜欢，成为他的目标。
So one who sits before at the feet of the Lord is one who wants to draw nigh to God and to hear His word.
他不会说以这个成为一个手段。
He doesn't use it as a means.
有一个故事讲到说这个是别人写的一个预言，不是圣经上的故事。
Now I'd like to tell everyone a proverb is not written in the Bible.
所以有一天，这个耶稣他在旷野走的时候，他带着门徒要一起往一个地方去。
So this is a story. It's about Jesus walking in the wilderness with his disciples.
他就吩咐这些门徒说：“你们 要跟从我，你们就当都遵行我的话。
And he said, if you want to follow me, you must obey my words.
所以他就说，现在我要你们每一个人带着拿起一块石头来，不要问任何的原因来跟从我。
So he told his disciples, each one of you has to pick up this stone and carry it and follow me.
所以彼得就在那里看看别人拿什么石头。
So Peter started looking around. He started seeing, you know, what kind of stone are the other people carrying?
看到有些人呢、啊，的石头都蛮大的。那他就动了一个脑筋。
He saw some people there carrying very large stones, and so he had a bright idea.
他想这些人很笨，拿那么重的石头，于是他就拿了一个差不多很小的一个小石头，可以放在口袋里面的。他就想这个也是石头，所以他就放在口袋。
And he thought, oh, these people are, they're not very bright. So what he did was he took a very small pebble. It's still a stone. You can put it in a pocket and he brought it.
走走走,
so he continued walking and then after lunch,
所以耶稣说,
Jesus said, you can sit down now.
你们把你们的石头都拿出来,
take your stones out.
耶稣说,
and Jesus said, this is your lunch.
所以每一个人石头都变成了面包。
And so everyone's stones became bread.
这时候彼得就看到他手上的一口都不够的, 这就是他的午餐。
And so Peter saw that what the pebble he had became his lunch.
所以等到吃完饭以后, 他心里面就很懊恼。
And so after lunch, he was very disappointed.
所以耶稣说, 现在你们还要每个人找一块石头, 不要问为什么来跟随我。
And so Jesus afterwards said, now take a stone, and don't ask why, and come and follow me.
所以彼得这一次聪明了。
And so Peter learned his lesson.
他就找了一个很大的石头, 抱着那个石头, 跟着耶稣走。
He took a very large stone, picked it up, and started following the Lord.
走了一段路程的时候, 遇到了前面有一条河流。
And after walking for a long while, they came to this river.
大家都很累。
Everyone was tired.
耶稣说, 现在把你们的石头, 通通丢到河床里。 然后我们可以踩着石头过去。
The Lord said, let's throw your rocks into the river and we could walk across these rocks to the other side.
所以彼得现在也很，也虽然他把那个大石头丢下去的时候，他心里面也很懊恼，我以为这是我的晚餐。
Peter was very disappointed. He said, saw as he threw the stone in, I thought this was going to be my dinner.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，很多的时候我们的服事，有时候我们也像彼得是这样。
Brothers and sisters, many times our service is sort of like that, Peter.
我们的服事，我们认为说这些东西服事就是我们的目标。
We thought that service was our goal.
而且要照我自己认为的心意来做。
And that service should be according to our own will.
所以我们因此我们事后的事情多，我们心里就忙乱。
And because we have much of these service, our hearts start to become worried.
一个不坐在主脚前不以主为他的目标的人，还有第二个现象。
Someone who sits at the Lord's feet but who does not mind the Lord also has this other characteristic.
就是你看到别人好像没有你那么配得奖赏的时候，别人却得到了。
It's that when you see other people who don't work as hard as you, when they receive praise,
你心里就大大的生气。
In your heart, you become greatly angered.
这就是那个大儿子的光景。
That was the state of the older son.
他看到他的弟兄弟，他用尽了他父亲所有的钱。
We saw the prodigal son had wasted his father's wealth.
他为什么他一回来就得到这个恩典呢?
Why when he came back did he receive all this the fat calf, this party?
难道我在家里面每天这样辛苦的做工，你就没有看到吗?
So he thought, you know, I've worked all this time in this house. Did you not see this?
他怪他的父亲说，你没有宰任何一只羊，叫让我来跟我的朋友享受。
He blamed his father and said, you didn't even give me a little goat so that I can go out and celebrate with my friends.
所以我们看到当我们不是以我们服侍神，以神为我们的目标的时候，
So you see that when we do not put God as our goal,
我们常常会认为神欠我们一个公道。
We feel a lot that God owes us.
神必须回报我所有的奉献。
God must give back everything that I offer to him.
我做这么多。
I've done so much.
我这么多的爱弟兄姊妹。
I love brothers and sisters so much.
为什么我会遭遇这样的事情？
Why do I undergo all these things?
因此我们就常常对临到我们身上的事情的时候，我们就不能接受。
And so when situations happen to us, we cannot accept it. Because we are not truly before the Lord's feet. We see this occurring many times in each one of our spiritual walks.
第三点,
the third characteristic of not sitting at the Lord's feet is to judge those who are different from oneself.
尤其我们看到这个大哥哥，他看到他的弟弟那么的放荡。
Especially as we see this older brother, he saw how his younger brother was truly a prodigal.
他却得到恩典。
But that he received grace from God.
他就看不见那个灵魂得拯救的那个宝贵。
He could not see the worth of saving his soul.
而且这些门徒们看到这个玛利亚为什么那样的奉献，奉献那么浪费。
And these disciples, when they saw how Mary had wasted her ointment, they thought it was a great waste.
所以他们说何必这么浪费呢?
They said, why be so wasteful?
我做这么多的事情，没有人夸奖我。
I've done so much and no one has praised me.
可是我们如果真的像那个父亲劝这个大儿子说，儿啊，你难道不知道我所有的都是你的吗？
But if you listen to the father, he said that, do you not know that everything I have is yours?
其实我们看到这两个兄弟都没有坐在主的脚前。
So we see that actually in the case of the prodigal son, both sons were not sitting at the father's feet.
他们两个都只要财产，钱财不要父亲。
All they wanted were inheritance, were wealth, and not the father.
犹太人孩子拿到父亲的财产是在父亲死了以后才能拿。
In Judaic traditions, the sons received their father's inheritance after the father passed away.
这小孩,
this prodigal son was very, very, very wicked.
他的父亲还没有死，他就说我的财产给我。
When his father had not yet passed away, he had already demanded that his father give him his inheritance.
他的意思就是说我你没有死，我把你当作死了，所以你把财产给我。
And his attitude was, even though you're not dead, I'll treat you like you're dead, so please give me my share of the inheritance.
这个大儿子在家里服侍呢，其实他心里面也一直想着那个财产是他的。
And the older son, likewise, when he was serving at home, all he was thinking of was, you know, this, the rest of the inheritance is mine.
犹太人的规矩是长子要得到双倍的产业。
The Jewish tradition is that the elder son receives a double portion.
所以我们想到这两个人要分他父亲的产业的时候，小儿子应该拿到多少分量？
So if you think of it mathematically, how much does the younger son receive when the inheritance is divided?
我们算数好一点的，你算一算，大概小儿子是拿到父亲的多少？
If you can calculate, how much is it?
几分之几？ 三分之一,
the younger son would have received one-third of the inheritance.
所以大儿子拿到三分之二,
and the elderly son would receive two-thirds of the inheritance.
你要注意当这个小儿子把他的三分之一都用完回家的时候,
so you must notice that when the younger son used all of his one-third of his inheritance and came home,
他现在吃的羊, 宰的牛是谁的?
Whose lamb and whose oxen were he eating when he came back home?
所以这个大儿子非常的生气。
And that's why the elderly son was very angry.
父亲宰我的羊，拿我的牛去给我的弟弟吃。
The father took my lambs and my oxen and killed it for my younger brother.
这都是我的。
This actually belongs to me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你不要笑这个大儿子。
Brothers and sisters, don't laugh at this older brother.
我们自己想想，我们生活中有没有这样的心态？
Think about it. In our lives, do we have this attitude?
这些财产都是从父亲的手里接下来的。
All this inheritance was from the father.
父亲还没有死，我就认为这个财产都是就是我的。
And even though the father did not pass away, I thought that this inheritance belonged to me.
我知道我们都很爱我们的孩子。
I know that we all love our children.
当你的孩子如果愿意走一条不是你心里面想为他预定的道路。
If your child wants to walk a path that you do not want for him or her to walk, and if this child at the same time wants to dedicate him or herself to the Lord, I don't know if in your hearts whether you'd be very disappointed.
昨天晚上我跟几个人在一起查经的时候
，Yesterday night when I was having fellowship with some brothers and sisters，
这个母亲她昨天晚上在分享说，她的女儿是14岁。
This woman she was sharing with me how she had a 13-year-old daughter。
她就告诉说，她一直告诉她孩子说，哇，我们将来你要读大学的时候要怎么样？我们要花好多钱，那么我们是不是应该要？要怎么样来为着这个钱烦恼。
So she was saying how she had to plan ahead for her daughter, how her daughter was going to college, they have to plan save money, etc., etc.
这个女孩子刚刚才受洗几个月。
Her daughter had just been baptized for a few months.
这个孩子她很愿意追求神的话，所以她就跟她妈妈说，妈妈你为什么这么的担心？她说我才十三岁。
And this daughter said, she was very willing to follow the Lord's word, and she said to her mother, "Mom, why are you so worried? I'm only 13."
她说，我相信神一定会预备我们前面的道路。
She said, "I trust that the Lord will prepare a path for us."
所以，可是这个母亲，她就觉得说，你这个儿子，这个女儿怎么反过来训我了？
But the mother said, how could you, as a younger daughter, just come back and start speaking back to me?
所以他就讲了一句话，他说我真的担心他有一天如果把他自己去读神学院或者去服侍主的话，那我就完蛋了。
And the mother said, I'm very afraid that one day she'll go and serve the Lord and go to seminary.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们看到很多时候我们得救了很久，这个母亲得救了很久了。
So we see like this mother who was saved for a long time.
可是我们对于我们谁是我们的主，谁是我们儿女的主，我们还是搞不清楚。
Many times when we're in that state, we don't realize who we are serving.
当我们没有坐在主脚前，没有看到主单单是我们生命中的目标的时候。
When we do not set the Lord's feet, when we do not see God as our primary focus,
我们就很多事情不如我的心意，我就埋怨，我就论断。
When we see things that don't go our way, we complain, we become bitter.
而且我们看到一个没有与主有亲密关系的人，他的服事是机械式的服事。
And we see that those who serve the Lord superficially, that their service is only it's only mechanical.
像一个奴隶似的心态。
It's sort of like the attitude of a slave.
所以我们看这个大儿子就是这样奴隶的心态。
So we see that this older son had this slave-like attitude.
他没有安全感。
He didn't feel secure.
他心里面常常的抱怨。
In his heart, he probably was constantly complaining.
所以我们看到一个，如果我们不是真的从主里愿意接受他给我们的，都是认为是最好的时候。
So we see that if we do not accept from the Lord what He deems the best, we can have these characteristics appear. Because we have not from our hearts truly served the Lord.
We need to see that when Maria, after going through this process, she came to the Lord on the day of the crucifixion.
We see Mary, however, that 6 days before the Lord was to be arrested and crucified,
她做了一件美事。
She did something very beautiful.
这一件事情做出来，耶稣称赞她说，她在我面前，她在现在做的是一件美的事情。
What she did was so beautiful that our Lord praised her for it.
这就是玛利亚，她与主亲近一生，跟随经过过程以后，她能够表现出来生命的光景。
This is what Mary could do because she constantly drew nigh to God and sat at His feet.
第一个特质就是她心中有主。
The first characteristic of her was that she, in her heart, she always had the Lord.
我们记得当耶稣说他在我身上做的是一件美事的时候，他说你们常常有穷人和你们同在，你们要随时行善都可以，可是只是你们不常有我。
And we know that when Jesus said that she had done a good work on me, she said that you always have the poor with you always, but you do not always have me with you.
所以我们说到，其实我们服侍主的人，我们一定 也会去关心人。
So we see here that those of us who serve the Lord, we all should care for other people as well.
耶稣在这里讲的不是说你就不要顾念穷人。
What Jesus said here was not that you should not care about the poor.
而是主又再一次提醒我们是那个顾念穷人那不是你真正服侍的目的。
But that rather that serving the poor should not be your primary objective.
我们服侍主是因为我们服侍人是因为我心中里面有主，我愿意遵行神的命令，我愿意把主的爱道出来，因此我看这个我服侍的人就如同我服侍主一样。
The reason we help the poor, the reason we serve them is because in our hearts we know that by serving them we are serving our Lord.
当我们有这样的心中有主的时候，这就是神说的一件美事的第一个特性。
And when we have this kind of attitude serving the Lord, that is the first part of sitting at the Lord's feet.
而且当你心中有主的话，你就是把你的这个香膏打破，神说这个也不是浪费。
And when you have the Lord's word in you, you can truly say, even when you broke your ointment, that the Lord will say, this is not wasted.
第二个方面乃是尽他所能的。
The second characteristic of seeing the Lord's feet is that she did what she could.
耶稣说由他吧，你们为什么难为他吗？因为他所做的是尽他所能的。
Our Lord Jesus said,That let her alone, why do you trouble her? She had done what she could.
每一个人在我们的生命生活里面，我们都有一个限度。
In each one of our lives, we all have our limitations.
我们的金钱有限。
We are limited in terms of how much money we have.
我们的身体体力有限。
We are limited in our physical abilities.
我们的时间有限。
We have limited time.
我们的爱心也有限。
And our love is actually also limited.
那我们怎么样的把我们这些有限的东西能够尽我们的所能来讨主的喜悦呢？
So how do we take these limited resources that we have and to please the Lord with that?
最重要的一点就是我们怎么样来分出来事情的先后次序。
And the most important thing is how do we prioritize our resources and time?
有人常常做了一个示范，我自己也得到很深刻的印象。
Someone did a demonstration once that really really touched me.
我想我中间可能很多人也听过，就是你如果拿着一个空的瓶子。
I trust that many of you also know this. It's when you take an empty bottle.
一个空的大碗，好了，一个空的大碗。
Or even an empty bowl.
你如果先摆几块大石头进去
，If you first put some big rocks in it，
你看起来好像这个瓶子已经装满了。
You might think, oh, this bottle or this bowl is completely filled。
可是这个示范的人告诉你说不，你还可以塞东西，他就把比较小的石头再塞下去。
And you might think, oh, that's filled already, but the demonstrator said, no, you can put smaller stones around the big stones.
那么你看了以为摆满了可是他说不我还可以更小的细的东西再丢进去。
And you might think after the small stones are put with the big stones in the bowl that the bowl is filled, but the demonstrator says, oh, I can put even smaller things there.
可是我们看到这个我们就理解说哦原来我的时间这么有限我的爱心这么有限那可是我如果知道什么是最重要的我先摆下去的时候。
So what people learn from this is that when we have limited time, we should see what's important and put it down first.
那么我还可以有空间，其实还可以把次要的、再次要的事情，慢慢的仍然也能够摆进去。
And if we have further time, we can squeeze smaller priorities along with the bigger priorities as well.
可是有人就反过来做了一个示范。
But someone comes along and he does a demonstration that is the opposite way.
他把整个瓶子的东西倒出来。
He poured out everything from the bowl or the bottle.
如果他先把小石头摆进去。
If he first puts the small stones in.
可是再把第二大的石头摆进去。
But when he starts to put the bigger stones in.
当这些东西摆在下面的时候。
When the smaller stones and the small items are on the bottom,
他最后要把那几块大一点的摆进去，就发现没有办法摆。
He realizes that when he tries to put the big things in after the smaller things, it doesn't fit in the bowl anymore.
这个示范给了我们一个什么样的启示？
So what does this demonstration teach us?
就是在我们的生命生活里面有很多是真的是很紧急很重要的事情。
That in our lives there are certain things that are indeed very, very important.
有很多是根本不重要不紧急的事情。
And some things are very unimportant and very unnecessary.
我们什么叫做尽其所能尽我们的能力呢？
What does it mean to do what we can?
除非我们常常坐在主的脚前。
Unless we sit constantly before the Lord.
不然我们很多时候我们分不清楚什么是重要的什么是不重要的。
Many times we cannot tell what is important, what is not.
我就记得有一次我请了请一位姊妹她准备一些服事的事情。
I remember once I asked a sister to prepare some things to in service.
那么到了那一天前那一天早晨我问他说你准备的怎么样
And so on the morning of the day when she was to present I asked her how was your preparation
他很不好意思的告诉我
She told me
他说因为最近我的朋友借给我一套韩剧
Unfortunately my friend recently lent me some Korean drama DVDs
他说我以为我一天就看一个小时就可以结果我一看下去呢我就停不住。
I thought I could just watch, you know, 1 hour a day of that, but when I started watching, I couldn't stop.
过去的几天呢我每天晚上都看到不行了才去睡觉。
And the past few nights, I constantly watched these dramas until I couldn't watch anymore and went to sleep.
我说你为什么这么看的这样子停不住呢
I asked her, why did you watch so much so that you couldn't stop?
他说那个朋友告诉我说，这个韩剧里面你看完了以后，你传福音就能够懂得里面的人的心里面的光景。
She said, my friend told me that if you watch this drama, you can truly understand how to preach the gospel to certain people.
我觉得有可能。
I thought maybe that's the case.
因为那些剧情里面可能把人心把它刻画得很真实。
Because drama sometimes highlight these characteristics of human nature, which are important to know.
可是你的这么有限的时间，你这么有限的精力，哪一件事情是要摆在你这个时候的首要的地位，你就搞不清楚。
But at this, since you have limited time, you should be able to know what is crucially important and what is less important.
所以我们要怎么样来尽我们的所能？这个关系到我们在主面前与主的关，你对主的心意有多少的了解？
And so doing what we can, it depends on whether or not you truly understand what's God's will.
如果你没有与主有这样的关系，你就不可能像玛利亚那样最后把香膏倒在主的面前。
And if you do not have this relationship with the Lord, you will not be able to do what Mary did, which was to break precious ointment before the Lord.
因为当主耶稣对着玛利亚把这个香膏做的事，他下了一个结论。
And when Mary broke this ointment before the Lord, there came a resolution, conclusion.
他说这是一件美事，因为他是为着我安葬所用的。
Our Lord concluded.That this was a good work she did because she did it for my burial.
她所有的奉献是跟我的死有关系的。
All her sacrifices were related to my death.
如果我们不常常坐在主的面前，
If we do not constantly sit before the Lord,
我们不是以主为我服事的目标，
If we do not have the Lord as the focus of our service,
我们不是以主的心为心，
If we do not treat the Lord's will as our will,
我们不可能把我们自己连接在主的身上。
We cannot be connected to the Lord.
当耶稣多少次的那时候告诉这些门徒说，我马上就要被交在祭司长、文士手里，要被受害。
We know how many times our Lord Jesus said to the disciples that he was to be brought before the chief priests and elders.
可是好像只有玛利亚听得懂。
It seemed as if Mary was the only one who understood of the Lord's imminent death.
好像只有玛利亚在这个时候她想到。我要把我最好的趁着还有时间奉献给主。
It was at this point that Mary realized that it is the best opportunity to give my best to the Lord.
为什么与主一起埋葬同死是一件美事？
Why is it great to be buried and die with our Lord?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的听主的话说，我们要背起十字架，天天跟随主。
Brothers and sisters, if we truly understand what the Lord meant when He said we must take our cross and follow Him daily.
我们真的明白保罗的说，我今天已经与主同死。
If we truly understand what Paul said, we said I'm crucified with Christ.
而且我们也要与主同复活。
And that we are to rise with our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果你没有与主同死，你不先死，你就不可能复活。
If you did not die with our Lord Jesus, you cannot rise with Him.
今天我们跟随主的脚步，如果我们是这种半死半活的光景，你自己里面还活蹦乱跳的话，你根本没有复活的可能。
If as you follow the Lord today, if you're half alive, half dead, if you're still alive within yourself, there's no way you can resurrect with our Lord.
所以当与主同死，如果我们真的是把自己摆在主的死上面有份。
Brothers and sisters, if we truly put ourselves in the position of dying with our Lord, it is only when we do that that we can have a portion in His resurrection.
所以我们看到玛利亚她做的这一件美事，她最根本的是她的能够造成她这样做，是因为她心中常常有主。
We see thus that the basis for Mary giving this great sacrifice was because her heart was always towards the Lord.
而且她是尽她所能的。
And she was doing what she could.
而且她把主成为她完全服侍的目标。
And she placed the Lord as the focus of her service.
最后我们看到玛利亚，她是赶在主被钉死以前，她做了这件事。
And the last thing we see is that Mary was willing to do this before the Lord died.
我们如果没有及时的奉献，
brothers and sisters, we do not give a sacrifice in due time.
当我们不能的时候，我们就没有办法奉献。
When the time comes, we will not be able to give an offering.
很多的时候，在我们年轻的时候，我们还有这个心愿的时候，我们不做。
Many times when we are young, we do not take advantage of this opportunity.
我们不来尽我们的心力爱主。
We do not love the Lord with all our heart.
等我们年纪大一点，我们体力不行的时候。
And so when we become older and our body becomes frailer,
我们就感觉我们不能侍奉。
We start to feel, oh, we cannot serve the Lord anymore.
其实我在说，我这不是指外面的侍奉。
And brothers and sisters, I'm not speaking only of outward service.
我仍然要讲里面的事。
I'm still speaking of that inner service.
你平常没有多在向主祷告。
If you daily do not pray before the Lord,
你到你一个人在内室里面，你不能出门的时候，你就没有办法向主祷告。
If one day you cannot go outside, for example, you would not have that habit of praying.
你自己没有在你单独的生活里面来赞美主，敬拜主。
If you do not worship or praise the Lord in, when you're alone before Him,
当你有一天你跟别人都不能有这样接触的时候，你就没有办法在内室里面来敬拜主、赞美主。
One day when you're unable to talk to your friends, you will not have the habit of praising the Lord then either.
而且更重要的是
，And more importantly,
我们如果把神，我们不把他当作我们的主。
If we do not treat the Lord Jesus as our Lord,
我们一切都认为他必须要听我这样的祷告。
If we always think that he has to listen to our prayers,
他必须照我所要的来成全。
That he has to do what our will.
为什么我的孩子就是没有别人的孩子聪明？
Why is my child not as smart as other people's children?
为什么或许我的孩子有缺陷？
Or why does my child have shortcomings?
为什么我这么聪明的人却要工作上面不顺利？
Why is it that such intelligent person as I do not have a good job?
当我们一直以自己为中心，而不是真的伏在主的脚前来问主的心意的时候，
When we focus so much on ourselves and not on the Lord,
耶稣只不过是我们的仆人。
Jesus is simply our servant.
真正一个全备的福音，不但是我们要耶稣基督的救恩。
A complete salvation involves not only us desiring God's grace for us,
而且我们真的愿意活着为耶稣。
but that we should be able to sacrifice ourselves to live for our Lord. All the lives that we live before the Lord. The life we live with brothers and sisters in the church. And our services here. It's not to receive the praise of men. Even though the assurance of men can give us some comfort. But the most important thing is to receive the praise from God. May we truly realize the importance and truth of sitting at the Lord's feet. That our relationship with the Lord that it can be truly something special in our life and our service. And be praised by our Lord. Let us pray.
主我们真的发现自己的光景是何等的可怜。
Lord, we truly realize what a pitiful state we are in.
常常我们还是活在这个宗教生活的情怀里。
Many times we live in a certain religious state.
我们的读经、我们的祷告、我们的侍奉都是坐在人的面前。
When we read the Bible, when we pray, when we do service, it is for men.
我们感谢你，你今天让我们看到。
We thank you that you cause us to see that our love towards you should not be like that of a slave. You want us to know the Father's heart. You are willing that those of us who are prodigals can return to you.
主啊，求主你让我们常常与你有亲近。
Lord, may you cause us to draw to you closely and to understand your will more and to understand the Father's will. Please remove from our hearts judgment and anger and unrighteousness.
主啊，让我们真的是能够在你的面前来单单的仰望你。
So that we could come before you and truly rely on you. Please help us. We have this heart here. May you accomplish it. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.